A genuine attempt to tackle an environmental problem or a blatantly cynical political exercise. Labor says if it's elected, it will apply its so-called water trigger legislation on coal mines and coal seam gas to all shale and unconventional gas operations. CEO of lobby group Apia, Malcolm Roberts, says the gas industry knows exactly why the ALP has made the announcement.
Well, this is just an election pitch for green votes. The political nature of the water trigger is quite obvious. It was a political fix by the Gillard government to secure Tony Windsor's vote back in 2013.
That indeed was the genesis of the water trigger legislation, recognising that people in his electorate of New England had genuine concerns about the impact of CSG and coal operations on water supplies. Previous member Tony Windsor was able to have that water declared a matter of national significance. That meant most of those operations are now assessed by an independent scientific panel before being allowed to proceed. At the time, the Greens wanted the trigger to encompass all forms of unconventional gas extraction. It was no then, but now opposition environment spokesman Mark Butler is saying yes.
But whether it's a coal seam gas or a shale gas development is not really the question. The question is, can a community have confidence that a rigorous independent assessment has been done to protect local water resources?
Do not state governments undertake that sort of assessment themselves, though, and this then becomes a duplication of process?
I know visiting communities that have significant gas industry developments in them, they want a second level of assessment done, and they want that assessment done by a group of independent scientists, not just a political assessment or a bureaucratic assessment. And that's why we set up the Independent Expert Scientific Committee, so that people could have confidence that an independent set of scientific expert eyes, hydrologists, geologists and the like, were analysing the impact of water resources from these developments.
So, Mark Butler, there's a political aspect to this, isn't there? This is taking on a Greens policy.
That's not why we've done it. We think it's the natural evolution, if you like, of this development, because shale gas developments are increasingly common in a way that they weren't during the Parliament which introduced the water trigger for coal seam gas.
Green Senator Larissa Waters says the party welcomes the change of heart but questions why Labor has changed its stance.
Look, extending the water trigger so that it can protect against the dangers of shale gas and tight gas as well as coal seam gas is something that the Greens actually moved an amendment for 3 years ago, and the Labor Party, along with the Liberal Party and the National Party, voted against. So I very much welcome that the Labor Party have done a complete 180 on this issue, and it should never have been protection only for people on the East Coast, where most of the coal seam gas is. It should have always included shale and tight gas so that people in the West and the North and South have an equivalent level of protection.
The Shadow Minister for the Environment, Mark Butler, doesn't accept that they're taking on a Greens policy. He says that it's very much the ALP policy.
Well, I've just checked the Hansard of the vote on my amendment from June of 2013, and it's pretty clear that the Greens moved to include shale and tight gas in the water trigger back in June in 2013.
Political opportunism or not, in the current climate, extending the water trigger to encompass all gas extraction is likely to meet with voter approval. Not with investors, though, whom Apia say will vote with their cash books by withholding future funds.
It won't improve environmental protection, but it will discourage investment in developing the new gas supplies we need in Australia.
Does Apia genuinely believe that extending the water trigger to cover tight and other types of gas formation extraction will deter investment? Isn't investment more than likely to be deterred by things such as global markets, global price, high costs of production in Australia?
Well, there's going to be some fine commercial judgments to be made about investing in development and the current tough market conditions, no doubt about that. But the extension of the water trigger is a signal to investors about the lack of political understanding and support for those developments. And that's got to be a concern for any investor.
Mark Butler has a different take.
At the end of the day, communities are going to be much more likely to grant a social licence to these developments if they know that there has been a rigorous independent scientific assessment about the impact of those developments on the natural environment, particularly on our water resources.